when I see statistics, the Christian divorce rate is not that far behind the divorce rate of unreligious people, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to talk today about Christian marriage and how it must change. You know, I think it is really, really funny, and by funny I mean sad, that we like to pretend, and I grew up in the Christian church, by the way, non-denominational Christian church, exposed to Baptist teaching, Lutheran, all this good stuff, okay? Pentecostal, all this different stuff. But you know what I don't understand? Why is it people think that, oh, I'm gonna go to church, and then all of a sudden, every statistic, everything in popular culture, everything in the legal system, I'm immediately immune to all of that. People want to pretend like there's some kind of, like, they got diplomatic immunity to all this garbage, the sewage of society. They think they're just immune to it, like it's a vaccine or something. It's unbelievable to me. But that's what we're going to talk about today. I wrote a whole book on the subject, actually, Biblical Bachelor, not just about Christian marriages, but about marriage, about why it is that relationships are in the toilet, why it is that people think, oh, I'm a Christian, therefore, you know, all the stuff in society doesn't affect me because I chose to dedicate my life to God. All of a sudden, I'm immune to all this garbage.
Oh, hell no!
I'm not laughing at you, okay? If you think that I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at the line of logic that we just talked about. First of all, we need to understand something. This whole idea of being in the world but not of it. But when I see statistics, the Christian divorce rate is not that far behind the divorce rate of unreligious people, by the way. Oh, and I know, I've talked to so many people. This is not just anecdotal. I see the evidence, but it bear out in the statistics, and then I have the anecdotal. I have both sides of the spectrum on this one, okay? So when I tell people this, though, who are more religious, ironically enough, people who are religious don't like to be called religious for some reason. They're like, oh, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. Okay, whatever the hell you want to call it. People who bring up these garbage terms, you're part of the problem. Because you want to pretend like you're different. Your relationship is different. Your approach is different. No, it's not that much different. You know, it's not different. When I see the women in the church today who are coming into the church, hey, great, that's great, come into the church. But here's a problem. There are women who are 25, 30, and it's not always the age. There's this idea of a leftover woman. And this isn't just me making this up. Kevin Samuels talked about this, may he rest in peace. But he got it from more of the Eastern, China, Japan, Korea, places like that, who have come up with this concept of the leftover woman. And what it means to be left over is not you are old, necessarily. It's not that you're ugly, necessarily. It's that you cannot build with a man anymore. You have no more experiences to share. You've been to Ruth Chris. You've been to island hopping. You've been to the Eiffel Tower. You've been to these places. A guy cannot build with you. Because I'll tell you something, ladies. Yes, the two women who probably watched this show. Men want to show you the world. You ever heard that song from Aladdin, whole new world type of a thing? Yeah, a lot of guys want to actually give that to women. But when guys go on social media, and yes, social media is important, people. Let's be honest here. Everybody and their grandma is on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, X. Everybody's on these platforms. So don't pretend like, oh, that doesn't have a big effect. Oh, the hell it doesn't. You mean to tell me seeing all these celebrities trick on women, seeing all these boss babe fake queens who are out here pretending like they're earning their money themselves when they're not, and then they want to go out and have all these amazing vacations and this feminism, this womanism garbage, and then they want to go out there and they want to portray this fake lifestyle they're not living, whether it be rappers, hip-hop artists, It could be anybody out here. I'm not going to mention names. I don't want to get sued. But what I will say is when we see people like... anybody seen the Diddy case that came up recently with all of this despicable, disgusting behavior going on? Yeah, people have known about this for a long time. This is nothing new. Then you look at stuff like Ryan Garcia, what he was said about... There are powerful people in this world. And if you think that the powerful people are going to just not go on the offensive with giving you this fake lifestyle that doesn't exist so that you then can buy into it and try to emulate it, what do you think marriage has become today? They have you so convinced, oh, marriage is about love. People didn't used to get married for love back in the day. I don't care if you're religious or not religious. People didn't get married because they loved each other. No, they got married for strategic reasons, and they learned to live with each other, to adapt, to become friends, lovers. What they learned to grow together. Now people want to do it in reverse. They want all the feelings up front, and then they want to build on the back end after the feelings have kind of like fallen off a cliff because hypergamy is out of control. Now, hypergamy is not a dirty word. It's always existed. Women want the best they can get. Men want the best they can get. But the problem is the highest that most women can get is better than what most men can get because most men hustle backwards. Most dudes, whether they be Christian or unchristian, they hustle backwards. And then we look at the legal system. Legal system is set up like we're living 100 years ago. Before no-fault divorce, which was put in place by Ronald Reagan back in 1969, we then forget that the first, second, third wave of feminism came through. We act like all these things never happened, and we're still living in the 1920s, before the Great Depression, when everybody was having a good time and the economy was great. The economy's garbage. And so people want to think, oh, I want to get married now, I want to save money. They look at statistics like, oh, like 70% of millionaires are married, and they act like it's because they're married that they're millionaires. No, it's in spite of the fact that they're married that they became millionaires. It's in spite of it. It has nothing to do with them actually being married and everything to do with the fact that it was their ambition. Most people, men, unfortunately, mainly you, you don't have the ambition when you're single because you think that you can survive off of less so you don't go the extra mile. Married guy, likely to go the extra mile because it's not just his neck on the chopping block if stuff goes south. You can emulate that same mindset as a single guy and be richer than the guy who's married, whose wife's spending all of his money on Amazon, and you're spending all your money on your kids and your wife, and your wife's saying she's not happy, all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying this because I don't want marriage to work. I did a whole show before on there's only two ways to fix marriage, and this isn't whether you're religious or not religious, and it's you either create red light districts like they have in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, or you get rid of no-fault divorce, you bring back the scarlet letter culture, and we have that. But you can't have it either way. We're in this middle ground, and the reason why I say the Christian marriage must change is because they act like we're living in the scarlet letter times where, oh, my woman won't cheat on me, Austin. I'm a Christian. Oh, my woman is not hypergamous, Austin, because she's Christian.
What?
Yeah, good luck with that, sir, because that's not going to work. That ain't going to fly. I'll tell you that right now. Look, believe whatever the hell you want. Your belief does not dictate reality. I'm sorry. But I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand, my friends, and let's be totally upfront and honest here. You want to believe that because you want to pretend like we're living in a society that supports that. No, we don't. We live in a divorce culture. When over 50% of marriages end in divorce, which actually it's higher, and you have that 80% of marriages that end are filed by women, what am I supposed to tell you? Go out there and get married? No, I can't in good faith tell you to do that. Now you can. And at the beginning, you're gonna tell me, Austin, I'm out here winning, man. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm out here winning. My wife loves me. She does what I say, all that. And you're like 5 years in your marriage tops. And I'm saying, okay, man, enjoy it while it lasts. Because statistically speaking, it ain't gonna last. Or at least you're gonna get thrown through the bait and switch. You're gonna, look, one of the content creators that I love to watch, not because he's agrees with me, but because he's a wise guy that I've learned a lot from, CGA, he has this thing called the marriage wheel, and I'm not going to take credit for his work because he's the one who did it. Go to his channel, Coach Greg Adams, go to his channel and look at the marriage wheel. He does a lot about the marriage wheel. He's the one who came up with this idea of the marriage wheel, and every marriage goes through this wheel. Whether it was his marriage, other people's marriage, who will testify to it in the comment section, all these people will talk about this. Not because we're bitter, not because we hurt, because we want to warn you about what is actually happening out here. We don't want you to just go down the yellow brick road and then be surprised when a gust of wind blows you off and before you know it, you're falling off a cliff. We don't want that. Because that's what society's gonna tell you to do. That is what society wants you to do. That is what, and when I say society, I mean the people in power, the people with money and influence. You can use any acronym you want to describe these people. There's plenty of them, but they exist. They want you to be an average drone, another cog in their wheel, and that's how they get you. My friends, when I talk about Christian marriage, we act like it's this vastly different thing than the average marriage. It's really not. Of course, people want to pretend like, oh, because I put God in this, all of a sudden everything's going to work out. Sometimes it does. Other times, no, not really. And married men who are Christian and who are married, y'all need to stop lying about how you're pretending like your marriage is perfect, your marriage is great. I know y'all marriages ain't good out here, by the way. I know it's not. I know you pretend like it because you don't want men to be like, oh, wow. Oh, your wife don't drop neck on you. Your wife don't give you none. Your wife making you build a porch outside. Your wife treating you like garbage. Your wife not being pleasant anymore. She blowing up like a Goodyear blimp. She treating you like you are the last priority in her life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I can tell you a whole story about the time where a guy that I really respect, who I will not name, he works with another man that I really respect. And literally, I'm at the table talking to these people. And on the other side of the table, their wives are talking about how important it is for Christian women to continue to have sex with their husband like it's some kind of job. Oh, yeah. I'm not making this up. Trust me, I'm not making this up. I wish I was, but no, I'm not. I'm sitting across the table and I'm like, dang. Like, they talked about it like they're washing the dishes or taking the dog for a walk. Like, it's another job. And I'm like, oh, man. You mean to tell me I work this? I know these guys. They work real hard. They're good men. They are very good to the community. They're good to their families. And these same men are being talked about like pleasuring them as a chore for these women. Oh, but your marriage is good, huh? And I'm telling you, people won't be honest out here. They'd rather tell me I'm crazy than be honest with you. So married men, y'all need to stop lying. Be honest about what's going on in your marriage. How you are treated like the last priority. You work really, really hard and you are treated like you are a utility. You might as well be the power outlet in the wall. That's how you're treated. Oh, of course, you're going to pretend like it's not what I just described because you care and you love the people you provide for. I'm not saying you don't. It's because you love them that you're even doing that. I know that. But stop lying to these men. Because trust me, I'm a younger guy. I know how this works. You think, oh, I'm going to get married to a woman. She's going to love me forever. The way it starts, you think, if you're in a relationship right now or you're in a young marriage right now, you think it's going to always be this way. It will not. It will not, it cannot remain that way. But these men won't tell you that because that's a hard conversation. Or if they mention it, they won't talk about how bad it actually gets to warn you. We need to stop that. We need to let men know exactly what they're getting into because otherwise you are a liar and you are leading men astray. And there's enough people out here who do that. Just look at the mainstream news. They throw men under the bus every single day of their lives. And I am sick of it. My friends, this is why I'm saying that Christian marriage must change. Churches need to be more transparent about what marriage really is and how it's not what it's sold to be. And a lot of these men will pretend like they're in great marriages when they are not. My friends, if you want to share your story, your testimony, you want to share what's going on in your life, go ahead, comment section's right there if you want to do it. Or you can go on to my X page at Sheep Get Sheared. I'd love to hear your story. I've heard many of them already. I'd love to hear your story. If you want to share, you're more than welcome to do it. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I encourage you to question everything that we talked about today because it's extremely important. That's the only way you can truly adapt and better yourself in your life is to really evaluate what's told to you so that you can decide whether you want to accept it, reject it, or something in between. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.